This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The 72nd National Film Awards were announced today. The Best Film Critic Award will be given to Sanjeev Srivastav. The award for Best Writing on Cinema will be given to K. Pradeep Kumar Shetty for his Kannada book. In the non-feature film category, Shivpal Singh Kang will get the Best Music Direction Award for Parat Iktale's Degree Chaya Magawar. Best Direction Award will be given to Anand L. Rai for Statue of Unity, Ekta Ka Prateek. Best Short Film is Hamsafar in Marathi. The Best Non-Feature Film is Bhangar, directed by Sumira Roy. India's first privately developed orbital rocket Vikram 1 under Mission Agman has successfully reached orbit after completing its final burn and injecting payloads into a 450-kilometer orbit. The liftoff took place at 12.05 p.m. from the Satish Dhawan Space Center at Sriharikota in Andhra Pradesh. Our correspondent reports that the milestone makes India the third country in the world to achieve private orbital launch capability. Developed under Mission Agman, the rocket is intended to provide cost-effective and flexible launch services for small satellites. Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulated the Skyroot Aerospace team over a telephone call. Mr. Modi said the successful launch of Vikram 1 under Mission Agman is a major milestone in India's journey towards self-reliance in the space sector.
जमीन पर भी उस रूट्स को आपने मजबूती दी है जो देश के नौजवानों को आगे आने की प्रेरणा देगी और मुझे ये सफलता के लिए तो आनंद होना ही होना था लेकिन आप लोगों ने जिस कमिटमेंट के साथ मेहनत की मैं आपको आपकी पूरी टीम को इस महत्वपूर्ण निर्णय के लिए और महत्वपूर्ण सफलता के लिए मैं बहुत बहुत बधाई देता हूँ.
Union Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh also congratulated Team Skyroot on the successful launch of Vikram 1. The minister said the mission marks a major milestone for India's expanding private space sector. In Gujarat, 8 people were killed and 10 others injured today after a massive fire broke out at a firecracker manufacturing and processing unit on the Ramol Gutrad Road in Ahmedabad. Our correspondent reports that the Rapid Action Force personnel rushed to the site immediately, retrieved 8 bodies and rescued the trapped and injured workers from the blazing structures. The injured have been admitted to nearby hospitals for treatment. Several firefighting vehicles also rushed to the spot and brought the blaze under control. Cooling operations are currently underway. In West Bengal, Union Home Minister Amit Shah today visited the Border Security Force camp at Jumagach in Siliguri and interacted with BSF personnel. He also planted trees and attended Prahari Sammelan. Discussions were held on strengthening border areas, birth and death registration and the law and order situation. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, has said that grievance redressal should go beyond the disposal of complaints and focus on addressing the concerns and aspirations of pensioners. Dr. Singh added that pension-related disputes should be resolved administratively so that pensioners are not forced to approach courts. He made these remarks while addressing the second national workshop on pension litigation in New Delhi today. Dr. Singh informed that the Department of Pension and Pensioners' Welfare has introduced several citizen-centric reforms and has digitized pension services through online systems to improve transparency and efficiency. 7 people were killed and 51 others injured in overnight Ukrainian drone attacks on Russia. Russian officials today said 2 sprawling warehouses of Russia's major online retailer were hit by Ukrainian drones overnight, one in the town of Kotovsk in Tambov region and another in Elektrostal near Moscow. In FIFA World Cup, European rivals France and England will lock horns in the third-place playoff match at the Miami Stadium tonight. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 a.m. Indian Standard Time. And with that, we end this news bulletin.